Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Did you bring your Bibles? Turn with me to 1 Timothy chapter 4, and we're going to do our best to expound the last few verses in this wonderful chapter, 14 through 16, and allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this awesome day. We thank you for your goodness and grace. We thank you for your tender mercy. And Lord, we're asking right now, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. I've entitled this evening's message, Do Not Neglect Your Gifts. We're going to see in the Word of God that God has done something miraculous, something so awesome in our lives, is that when we got saved, when we came to the cross and we repented of our sins, and then there was the great exchange, we gave God our black heart, he gave us a heart of flesh, he filled us with his Spirit, but with the power of the Holy Spirit came heavenly gifts. Hallelujah. Oh, that's right. What are the gifts for? To equip the saints. We are the saints that have been set apart for his good use and purpose. Amen? And so, Paul is reminding young Timothy, don't neglect the gifts that were given to you. Why? Because we all read in the beginning of this chapter, false teachers would come in and try to infiltrate the church, coming up with some kind of unheard of doctrine. Doctrine means teaching. Something that was totally contrary to the Word of God. How many believe that God's Word is the final authority? Can I get an amen? Thank you, God. And during this time frame, all they knew was the Old Testament. The New Testament was being written day by day. And Paul was a great contributor of the Word of God because he is the one that wrote the majority of the epistles in the New Testament. And so we're going to glean off these last few verses and ask God to just illuminate to us what took place then and what God is doing in your life right now. Because the Word of God is alive, sharper than a two-edged sword, able to reach down into the bone and marrow. Do you know God's Word can penetrate deeper, more wider, the depth of his word gets past our conscience mind, like we talked about last Sunday. He gets past all that. He gets past all the junk in our life, and he gets to the source. And when he gets to that innermost being of our life, then that's when he gives us ears to hear and eyes to see. And this is where the inner man awakens to hear what he has to say. And let me just say that when it's anointed by God, it's a lasting word. Hallelujah. You could say, you know, back in the day when your mom and dad told you something and said, hey, listen, I don't want you staying out late. You're coming home at 10, right? A lot of times it would go what? In one ear and out the other. Huh? Come on, that's how we rolled back then. But when God speaks to you through the anointing of God, he doesn't speak to your natural ears. There's an inner ear. It's in the spirit where God speaks and we go, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. So let's read these three verses as we close out this chapter. In verse 14, it reads, do not neglect the gift that is in you. Did you catch that? Not that I gave you, that's in you. Woo, thank you, God, which was given to you by prophecy with the laying on the hands and of the what? Eldership. Why do you think we love to do in our church and when we have evangelists come in or whoever, when they lay hands? You know why? Because when you lay hands, it's like there's an invisible funnel from heaven that God will drop down right into your spirit. Hallelujah. By the laying of hands. Listen, evangelists, prophets, teachers, pastors, we're just natural men. But when God anoints you, then God can use you, and then the gifts flow down from heaven. We don't give them out. I have nothing to give you. I'm sorry. I may have some change if you need some change. But I cannot give any of these gifts. They come from heaven. Amen. Only God can give these. You know, there's schools right now around the nation where, oh, if you pay per hour, we can teach you how to speak in tongues. What? You better run and run fast. And so in verse 15, meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them. Did you catch that? That your progress may be evident to all. When you're exercising in the Holy Ghost, you're praying in tongues, worshiping in tongues, serving the Lord, and just gravitating to His Word, man, that's when God's going to get a hold of you and use you like no other. Can I get an amen? Amen. Verse 16, take heed to yourself and to the doctrine, meaning the teaching. Continue in them. For in doing this, you will save both yourself and those who hear you. What? You see, when you're gifted by God and the anointing's upon you, as soon as you open your mouth and speak, hallelujah, God gives them ears to hear and eyes to see. And guess what? You'll pull them out of the fire and into the presence of God. Also, the book of Titus talks about it, that many of us were pulled out of the fire. How many of you can honestly say we were all one time walking straight on into the fire? Whew, man. Aren't you so blessed that He chose you? He saved you for such a time as this. So let's look at verse 14. Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy with the laying on the hands and of the eldership. Saints, others should not look down on Timothy, and neither should he look down on himself. Paul reminded Timothy that he had the necessary requisites to do the difficult work in Ephesus. In other words, these were not by natural means. He had been empowered by the Holy Ghost. And when you're empowered by God, I don't care if you're in the midst of 500 unbelievers. It don't matter. You're going to be a light on the top of a hill. And the darkness, hallelujah, will be pierced by the light. Pierced. Among them was a spiritual gift from God. And so we're going to read some scriptures where Paul talks about the gifting. He talks about what God has given to you, to us, to the church. These are precious. Saints, these things should be more precious than whatever you got accumulated in your bank account. Because your bank account will dwindle. Can I get an amen? And there are times, oh God, when's that next dollar coming, God? Come on, we all know that, don't we? But the gifts, hallelujah, is given to us through Him. And hallelujah. And guess what? They're for you throughout your whole walk here on earth with Him. And then you take them on into glory. Gifts and callings is without repentance. Can I get it? I mean, God won't repent. He gave you a gift. Oh, man, I shouldn't have given that sister or that brother that gift. Once it's settled with God, man, take it to the bank. He's given you these precious gifts, and so hold on to them. Treasure, because they come from heaven. Oh, yeah, it don't come from Union Bank. It don't come from your employer. It don't come from a, is it called an EBT card? It don't come, no. You won't find those gifts in any of those things. They only come from heaven. So turn with me to Romans 12. Look at this. Look how Paul, he would write these epistles, man, through the power of the anointing of God. And when you read them, man, they should jump out and speak to your heart. Amen? Look at this. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, meaning don't be consumed in this world. As God has dealt to each one a measure of faith, he has given you and I a measure of faith. And that measure of faith is all we need to take us further with him or to take a ride with him. Amen? Look at this. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we being many are one body in Christ, individually members of one, what? Another. Now look at verse 6 here. Having then gifts, catch that? Differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophesy, let us prophesy in portion to our faith. And let me just say this. We all think, oh man, I see something coming. No, you know what prophecy is? You need to repent because God is coming soon. It's the spoken word is what prophecy is all about. God's word is already forever settled in heaven. There's nothing new. And so when you use God's word, you're prophesying to someone, especially an unbeliever that don't know anything about God. Or ministry. Let us use it in our ministering. Two precious sisters last week went down to Tijuana and ministered to the... I haven't heard any reports yet, but I'm sure there's a good report. Can I get an amen? You didn't go down there on your own strength. You guys went down there because God sent you down there. Can I get an amen? Look at this. He who teaches in teaching. He who exhorts in exhortation. That's one of the things that... one of the gifts that I see that God has allowed me to use is exhorting. What does exhorting mean? Lifting somebody up. Helping them through. Come on, you can make it. Come on, God loves you. Don't give up. Don't quit. Some people walk around like this, man, like, whoa, it's me. Man, look up for your redemption. Draw it nigh. Come on. Look at this. He who exhorts, exhortation. He who gives, with liberality. He who leads, with diligence. If you're going to lead, man, because you love God and you want to always point them to the cross. Can I get an amen? I remember my former pastor, Pastor Leo, man, he had a meeting with the brothers, just the men. He goes, don't you give no sister a Bible study at night. The Bible says, don't let your good be spoken evil of. Oh, always walk with integrity. Can I get an amen? If you're going to lead according to God. God's way. His way is better. Yeah, man, I was giving her a Bible study. Uh-huh. Yeah, you were. The Bible was left in the car. Look at this. He who shows mercy with cheerfulness. You know what, man? When you can say, man, God loves you, and he has tremendous mercy. It don't care. It doesn't matter what you've done. He will wash you and cleanse you. He'll purify your heart. And so when you're sharing that, what God will do, have a smile, man, because he did it for me. He will do it for you. Be cheerful about it. Oh, man, I'm so upset, man, that he had to take the booze and all that away from me. I miss it. Come on. No, you got it, man. God delivered me. Hallelujah. He gave me my mind back. He gave me my heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My heart, man, and my mind to walk in his ways and to glorify him. Come on, you have to be all made up in your mind. What God has done for you. Can I get an amen in the house? Look how he addressed to the Corinthian church. That was the Roman church. Now look at the Corinthian church. I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God, which was given to you by Christ Jesus, that you were enriched in everything by him. Listen, God didn't leave anything out that he blessed you with. Come on, stop the pity party. Stop the woe is me. He's giving you everything. Everything. Look at this. For the grace of God which was given to you by Jesus Christ, that you were enriched in everything by him. and all utterance and all knowledge. And if you feel like you don't have enough knowledge, you got to get in your word. Because this is where the knowledge is going to come from. Last week we spoke, blessed are those who hear the word. And praise God for all the pastors around the world that are obedient to the call to preach the word so that you can hear God's word. Amen? Blessed are those who hear his word. Look at this. Even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you. Look at verse 7. So that you come short and know what? He's gifted us. There's no lack. There's no lack in Christ. Can I get an amen? So, if you're walking around moping, oh man, oh woe is me. You know what? You got to go back and do self-inventory. I know God has given me everything. I shouldn't be burdened. I should have joy. Unspeakable and full of glory. Look at this. That you come short of no gift. Eagerly waiting for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will also confirm you to the end. God is going to put you in heaven, and he's going to present you to his Father. As you know what? I saved them. I blessed them. I washed them with my blood. I put my spirit in them. Hallelujah. And I have delivered them. Just like you asked me to do, Father. He's going to present us that way. He's going to confirm it to all the angels in heaven and all the patriarchs that have passed on that are up in heaven waiting for us to come home. He's going to confirm it all the way to the end. So don't get, why do you want to give up? Why do you want to leave your post? Why do you want to throw in the cards? Oh, well, I'm burned out. Why are you burned out? Someone got that one. Look at this. That you may be blameless. Blameless. Hallelujah. Say that with me. Blameless. You know how you become blameless? If you're thinking that, oh man, I got to just struggle to keep on. No. The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. That covers your sin. When God the Father looks down, he doesn't see your faults, because the Bible says he casts your sins from east to west. Hallelujah. So when he looks down, all he sees is the blood. And that's my child. And yeah, if they walk in disobedience, I'll get a hold of them. But he'll do it on his own time. He'll take you to the whooping shed. I've been there many days. Man, it don't feel good when God gets a hold of you and he has to spank you. Because if he didn't spank us, meaning if he didn't show us that he is our Father, then guess what? The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, I'm going to use King James vernacular, that we are bastard kids. So he has to come every now and then when we get out of line. Can I get amen? Thank God for the nalgada. Thank God for that. Okay, let me just say, thank God for the spanking. Thank God for the spanking. Every now and then we're going to get one. Can I get an amen? Amen? We will get one. Oh, yes. There are many times he'll have to take the Board of Education to the seat of our understanding. Thank you, God. God is faithful, though, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son. You weren't called to Amazing Grace. You were called to the fellowship of Jesus. Jesus. When you start hearing people, man, this is my church. This is my, no, man, you lost it. No, it's God's church. Can I get an amen? Amen. Jesus Christ our Lord. Let's go on to the next verse. In Corinthians chapter 12, look how he talks about now the gifts. How many believe that God has given you some gifts? Amen. Okay, so when you get a gift from God, you know what God is saying to do with that gift? Exercise it. Man, I get convicted every time I go into my patio room. There's that Schwinn Aerodyne bike I had for like 25 years. Every time I go in there, I hear a little voice. When are you going to get back on it? Jesus, help us. The Bible says the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. Amen. Look at this. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles. In other words, outside of the family of God. Did you know that we were considered back then dogs? So there's only two types of people in the world. There's Jewish people and Gentiles. We're the Gentiles. Carried away to these dumb idols, however you were led. Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed. And no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. You see, when the Holy Ghost comes, yes, Lord. Bless you, Lord. I love you, Lord. And then he gives you a spirit of praise within you. You see, the unbeliever can't do that. Or someone that's in the church that's not born again, man, they're in there like this. And nothing out of the depths of their heart is coming forth. There's no anointing. Look at this. Let's go on to the next verse. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works in all. God is in the midst of everything. Everything. Look at this. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. So if my sister has a word, a prophetic word, guess what? It's going to profit me as long as it lines up with God's word. If someone says, thus saith the Lord, and man, they're in left field somewhere. Where do I find this in Scripture? Man, refute it. That's not from God. It's got to line up to the word. It's got to line up to God's word. Look at this. And there are diversities of activities, but it's the same God who works in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom. Praise God. You know, a simple word of wisdom is this. You know, if you know, you keep eating those at night, you're going to get more sick. That's a simple word of wisdom. You don't have to be a theologian. That's wisdom saying, you know what? Refrain. Try to, you know, and help yourself. That's simple word of wisdom. Look at this. Word of wisdom through the Spirit. To another, the word of knowledge through the same Spirit. Wisdom, knowledge. Man, there's someone that needs God's word that to help them. To help them go through. And it comes from the Holy Spirit. Look at this. To another, faith by the same Spirit. I have a really good friend. I think I shared this the other day. He's one of my real estate agents. Love the guy. He's learning. But he's glum. You know who glum is? I sent him a YouTube. And for those of you, it was a little character out of Gulliver Travels. Remember the cartoon where Gulliver shipwrecked and these little tiny guys pinned him down? And there was this, they all had characters, just like the characters in Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. They all had, there was Glummy and Happy or whoever. Okay, in Gulliver's Travel, there was one called Glum. And Glum, YouTube has a minute and a half segment of all his little parts in all the cartoons. And this is the guy. It'll never work. It'll never happen. I don't believe that can. The guy had no faith. No, there was nothing positive. It was always doldrum. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. No faith. He got a kick out of it. I said, brother, don't be like glum no more. When you're with your clients, be happy. Just be happy. Yeah. And you need to be happy. You got a deal. To another, gifts of healing by the same Spirit. Man, I'm telling you, there's some folks that are so anointed by God. It only comes from God. They could just lay hands. Bam! That person gets right up. Oh, yeah, there's anointed. I've seen it. I've seen it. Some of you can experience and can say amen on God when he comes, when the Spirit of God comes, man, he'll come like a beam of light. And then you'll feel all hot and like oil came on you, man. And all of a sudden, man, where did that? It went away. That's God. But know one thing. The healings that he gives us here on earth, they're temporal. Because the body is not going to live forever. He heals us to accomplish his will. So that you could keep going. That you won't be bedridden or whatever. Because when he chooses to use you, he needs that vessel, hallelujah, that will glorify him, that will magnify him, that will lift him up, that will keep pressing toward the prize and the call in Christ Jesus. And so he will do something miraculously. And then there are times when, man, he'll just raise someone right out of the bed. Oh, by the way, I got some photos that I'm going to put up Sunday. Remember me and Brother Felipe went to pray for that man who was in a coma for 12 days. The guy, man, he's like sitting down with a big old smile and he's just talking to everybody. And he promised him and his wife are going to come in this church and testify what God has done. Hey, come on. That's because I believe God has a plan for them. See, she used to be part of a youth group. The wife, I found this out years ago. And then, you know, she went out into the world looking for an uncircumcised Philistine. I'm sorry, but I don't see where God allows us to do any kind of missionary dating. Yeah, this one's for me. And I'll make sure he gets saved. Yeah, right. After 2 weeks, man, I don't have enough windows to toss them out. Reminds me of Flintstone. Remember, Dino would come right into the window and pat, toss them out. Man. Look at this. Miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of the spirits, to another different kinds of tongues. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. See, there are tongues to edify God, and then there's tongues, man, that will come forth and bring a word. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. It was about a month or so ago. Pastor John was up there just, you know how he does. Yeah. You know, worshiping God. And then, boom, he prophesied. Word of God came. We're to exercise those gifts. Can I get an amen? Come on. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, look at what it says in the next chapter. Now, you are the body of Christ and members individually, and God has appointed these in the church. So what did he give to the church? You know what? Never look at someone and put them on a pedestal. Please. This is why we don't have, I don't want no pastor appreciation days. I don't want none of that. You know why? Because God called me to serve you. I've been to some pastor appreciation days, man. They're giving them a car. Man, they just flood the whole thing with gifts. Wait a minute. Who's serving who? Who's serving who? The man of God up here needs to serve you. Can I get an amen? Amen? Hallelujah. God has appointed these in the church, apostles, prophets, teachers. After that, miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, administrations, varieties of tongues. Can I get an amen? Man, God works it all out. And look at this. Are all apostles? No. Are all prophets? No. Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Do all have gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But earnestly desire the best gifts. And you know what that is? It has to have love all through it. That's right. You praying for a soul to get saved? Man, you got to encourage that brother, that sister. Man, God loves you, man. God died for you. Or are you going to go, repent or perish? I'd rather do it God's way. Can I get amen? Because he has an excellent way. You know, you've been to, like, there's a youth concert coming up next week. I kid you not, there's going to be some people out there with signs out there with big old giant banners. Repent! Repent! Brother, you got it all wrong. We have repented. We're coming here to worship the King. What are you doing? Can I get an amen on that one? Some people just got it all mixed up. I don't know what they're smoking. Saints, through Paul, Paul did not define the gift specifically. He was concerned that Timothy might hesitate to fail to use it. And so, when we see abilities of all kinds, spiritual, relational, technical, as gifts that come from God, we will be in a better position, saints, to see his hand at work through the grace of God. Because these gifts he's given us is but his grace. We didn't deserve them. We didn't earn them. No. They're given to us by Christ. Can I get an amen? And then he goes on further in 1 Peter. Look at this. In 1 Peter 4. But the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers. This is why God's called this ministry to be a watchman on the wall. Because how many believe Jesus is coming soon? Oh, come on. The sign. Man, if you can't see the signs on the wall, he's coming soon. And above all things, have fervent love for one another. Can I get an amen to that? Come on. I don't care what your brother or sister said, what they done. Man. And then sometimes it could be a while before, and then God will break you. He'll just break you, man, where you fall and say, oh, God, forgive me. And then you go get right. Look at this. For love will cover a multitude of sins. I want you guys to repeat this with me. For love will cover a multitude of sins. So when you see your brother and sister fallen in sin, are you just going to just blast them? Or are you going to say, come on, God loves you. Come on, come on. I don't care what you've done. The blood of Jesus will cleanse you, wash you. Come on. Come on. Come on. Just keep coming. Come on. No. Come on. Nuh-uh. But are you going to kick more dirt in your face? That's what you get. Oh, okay. Some of you have done that before, huh? Hey, listen. So have I. God's working on me every day. He's working on you every day. Hallelujah. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling. As each one has received a gift, minister to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. So in other words, if God's gifted you in areas in your life, what are you hoarding them for? I remember I was flipping through the channels one time, and there was a program on AMC. It was called Hoarding. I just watched it for a moment. I said, oh, my God, look at all this junk this person has in their home. Man, there was file cabinets and all kinds of junk in the toilet. Everywhere. It's like, oh, my gosh. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling. As each one has received the gift, minister to one another as good stewards. Can I get an amen? As good stewards, saints. We need to be good stewards. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Look at this. If anyone speaks, let them speak as the oracles of God. So when you speak to people, know that God is in you. And I know it's tough. Some people, man, I'm telling you, they could cut you off on the corner. And you know, in the society we live in right now, it seems like everyone's on the edge. I was in line to make a left turn, go home, and, you know, it was just maybe a millisecond, it turned green. Honk, honk, honk. Wow, man. Hey, next time that happens, roll down your window. You know how the world does it. You know, they want to give them a high salute. Roll down your window. Jesus loves you, and he loves me too. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. So let them speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let them do it with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and forever and forever. Thank you, God. Let's go to verse 15. We're coming in for a close. Verse 15 in chapter 4 of 1 Timothy. Meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all. You know, I just didn't wake up the next day when I got saved. Oh, I'm a pastor the next day. No. But I gave myself to the ministry and to the calling of God. He is the one that raises you up. So if you're faithful in the little, man, God will allow you to be faithful in the much larger. That's right. For some of you teachers that are, I know there's some teachers in here that can teach. You know how it starts off? One-on-one Bible study. Then all of a sudden there's two or three. All of a sudden, man, God's calling you. And then all of a sudden, bam, wow. I think this is my call. Saints, Paul called Timothy to give complete attention to the matters which Paul had been writing, making this number one priority. As Timothy did so, progress would be seen both in his personal life and also in the church. And this would end in any questioning about Timothy's maturity or credibility. Timothy was awesome. Awesome. And guess what? He was raised up in the faith. How many know his mom's name? Come on. There you go, sister. Eunice. That's right. He grew up in the faith. He understood the things of God. Oh, yes, he did. And so what they knew very well was the Old Testament, because it was already written for them. The Torah and then the rest of the books. The New Testament wasn't written yet. They were writing their testament for you and I to complete the story. Because it's about, if you take a look at the word history, what does history mean? History means his story. It's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. From Genesis to Revelation, it's all about Jesus. Hallelujah. It's all about Jesus. Look at Proverbs 23. We're coming in. Do not let your heart envy sinners. In other words, so what if the next door neighbor just bought a boat and has a swimming pool now? And you still driving around your motor scooter? Yeah, yeah, a bucket. Man, you know, when I first heard that, what came to mind is the seat that you're sitting on in your car is ready to fall out. Hubcaps are gone already. But be zealous for the fear of the Lord all day long. So, God, I don't care what's going on. I'm going to honor you, praise you, glorify you, magnify you. Hallelujah. I'm going to praise you. Yeah, I may not have much money in my pocket, but I know, hallelujah, you hold all the treasures in heaven. And, Lord, you said that I am joint heirs with you, oh God. Hallelujah. Everything that you have given, hallelujah, that Jesus has, I have too. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. You will supply all of my needs according to your riches and glory. Hallelujah. Oh, man, you got to believe God that he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ever think and ask and hope for. He's able. He's able. That's right. For surely there is hereafter, and your hope will not be cut off. So keep on pressing. Pressing toward the prize and the call in Christ Jesus. Can I get an amen? Amen. Hear, my son, and be wise, and guide your heart in the way. Do not mix with the wine bibbers. I think you've heard me say, you know, I go, man, I said that one time. I go, where is that? It's right here. Man, those folks, man, will take you down a dark road. Yeah, but man, no. You got to separate yourself. Can I get an amen? There's something that we have to do. Do not mix with wine bibbers or with gluttonous eaters of meat, for the drunkard and the glutton will come to poverty, and drowsiness will clothe a man with rags. Let me just say this. What came to mind on this, and I remember, I'll never forget. For those of you know who... I grew up with a whole bunch of brothers from National City, and one of them, I've known him for since elementary, is, do you know Coco Harin? Okay. All right. Well, he's part of the Portillo family. Anyways, I remember we were, I'm going to say, in our early 20s, and we went to this all-you-can-eat Chinese on Plaza Boulevard. So we walk in, and we're just having a meal. And you know how sometimes Samoans, they big folk. About five of them rolled in. Man, that poor man was just looking behind the counter. Plate. He was counting up, man. Plate. He had to throw them out. We saw it all. We were just like, oh my gosh. But it's no different from a wine bibber. That's what the Bible says right here. There has to be the ability in our life to discern and to have self-control. Can I get an amen? That's what it boils down to. And so I'm going to close in verse 16. Let's go to verse 16. Take heed to yourself. Let's keep moving forward to verse 16 because we're for time's sake. Sometimes when the Spirit gets a hold of you, you can't just rush it. Can I get an amen? Verse 16. Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine, meaning the teaching. Continue in them, for in doing this, you will have saved both yourself and those who hear you. In conclusion, Paul advised Timothy to keep a close watch on his private life and public ministry, which was the church, and all his teaching. His conduct in both areas must be above reproach. So if we're professing to be Christ-like, we need to be above reproach. Can I get amen? People need to see, man, that brother, that sister, there's something different. Especially on the job or amongst your family. I never hear them swear. I never see them get angry or curse. When I offer them a brew, they don't want it. They need to see that there's a difference. Can I get an amen? They need to see that we're about our Father's business. And we don't condemn them. I want them to get jealous. Because godly jealousy will lead to repentance. Did you know that? They go, I want what you got. I'm tired of my life. This life that I'm living in right now, there's no hope no more. And then God will open up a door, a supernatural. And then guess what? The door opens, and then they're going to step into your world. And now God has given them ears to hear and eyes to see. And the next thing, you're leading them to the cross. Next thing, they're getting baptized. Next thing, man, God is doing that miracle in their heart. And they're growing in love and grace. I'm going to close with this last verse, and then we'll pray. Philippians 2:12. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with what? Fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you both to what? To will and to do for his good pleasure. God takes pleasure in using you mightily. Did you know that God gets happy up there? There are scriptures and I can't find them right now. He gets happy about you. Did you know he boasts about you? Look at my son. Look at my daughter. Oh, yeah. He mentions us. Why? Because he knows every one of his children. You don't have to remind him about who you are in Christ. He has sealed your faith. Hallelujah. Don't ever think that when you make a mistake in Christ, oh, it's over now. That's a lie from the pit. Or it wouldn't be written in 1 John 9. If you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Can I get an amen? Amen. Let's pray. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, God, for the First Timothy chapter 4. And Lord, as we move on to chapter 5 next week, God, I pray, Lord, that you would illuminate us. Prepare another meal, Lord, on your table. Lord, we're just stewards. We're just your servants. Thank God that it's no longer me, myself, and I, but it's about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. You are now the head of our lives. We yield to you now, where at one time we yield to our flesh. We yield. We were so disobedient. We were lawbreakers. We were rebels without a cause. We could look at someone and curse them out and leave them there to bleed and walk away and have no conscience behind it. But Lord, you did a miraculous thing in our life. You have saved us and cleansed us and washed us. And now we love to be in your word, God. We want to know more what you would say about us. And from what I understand, according to what I've read, you love us with an everlasting love. You wouldn't have sent Jesus to die for us if you didn't love us. And you've given us a hope. A hope, oh God. For you said in Jeremiah, I have a plan and a hope for you, and it's not evil but good. So God, thank you. Thank you for what you're doing in our lives. Continue to raise us up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. And we're reminded that when we fall short, you are greater than our heart. We know that you, Lord, won't condemn us, but you are the lifter of our head. You will pull us through the thick and the thin. You are in the midst of our storms. You see everything that we do in this life, and you have come to help us to achieve your will for our life. And all we have to do is have the faith the size of a mustard seed. And like you said in your word, we can move that mountain that's right before us. So God, we love you tonight. Lord, we bless you and praise you. We exalt you and magnify you. We glorify you, O God. We thank you from the day that you sought us out to the day that we are living in right now, that you have kept us in your perfect will. Even though we didn't walk a walk of perfection, but we are being perfected day by day by you. And so, God, thank you that you don't give up on us. Thank you that we're here because you have called us for such a time as this. And you are the soon coming King. And I'm praying right now for someone that's listening to this message that has no clue what we just spoke about, but God is now giving you ears to hear and eyes to see. And I'm praying that God has given you a heart and a mind to repent. You don't have to figure it out. Just humbly come to the cross and allow Jesus to do the miraculous in your life. And if that's you listening right now, this simple prayer, it's not a magic formula. This prayer that we want to lead you in is a tool. Prayer is a tool that you have given us men and women here on earth who are sinful to communicate with the Holy God. And that's through prayer. And so if God is calling you right now to a place of repentance, open your heart to him right now and ask him to come in and forgive you and cleanse you. Pray this simple prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for my life. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me, and the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me of all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to follow you and to honor you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. And everyone said amen. Amen. Come on, give God praise and glory. Hallelujah. Aren't you also blessed to be a child of God? Yeah. Come on, man. Every time I wake up, I say, God, yeah, I know this body's getting a little older. Yeah, I got these creaks now and these tweaks, you know, and these little pains. But, man, I'm so thankful to be saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, water baptized in Jesus' name. Can I get an amen? Amen. We love you guys.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.